We have everything from basketballs to squirt guns to tote bags to an iPod, a digital camera, an iPod shuffle, puzzles, books, horse items, horse riding lessons, camping items.
Librarian Kate J. Bush rattles off the seemingly endless list of prizes for the summer reading program, and she's left off many. There's also fishing items like halibut and salmon poles, dip nets, and tackle boxes. There are Lego prizes, binoculars, and various $20, $25, and $50 drawings. The items displayed at the library are enticing, but the summer reading program isn't just about the prizes or the pool pizza party at the end of it. It's, of course, about the reading.
One reason why we offer it is because it's so important for those kids to keep their reading levels up over the summer or even increase their reading skills.
The summer reading program is based on reading books, taking tests, and accumulating points, which turn into tickets. With the tickets, the kids get to choose which prize drawings they want to enter.
So they read the book, they go over to the computer and take a test, and the computer keeps track of how many points they've earned and how many they had got correct. And then once a week, the library staff will add up how many points the student has earned. So if they've earned 5 points over the week, then we would actually give them 5 tickets or coupons, and then they could enter into any of the 120 different drawings that we have for them.
A minimum of 10 points is needed to attend the pool pizza party, but most participants far exceed that. Kids entering kindergarten through ninth grade can join summer reading. Jay Bush explains how even the little ones can get a lot out of the program.
We have had a lot of participation by students going into kindergarten, and we understand they're not going to be able to read or read very little. So their parents read the books to them, read the questions to them off the computers, and then the student would choose which question is the right answer for them.
For kids returning to the program, Jay Bush says it's old hat.
Little things have changed over the year, but they know exactly what to do and where to go to look for books. And, you know, if we don't have something, we can get it for them. So whatever they're interested in reading, whether it's fiction or nonfiction.
Jay Bush says the summer reading program would not be possible without the generous support from individuals and businesses around town. For the first time this year, the library has received a grant from First Bank for extra costs.
It's a very well-supported program, not only by individuals but by the businesses and organizations. And then we have a party that people donate money to, so that we have a really great pool pizza party, and then all the students leave with a really nice party favor. Last year it was fishing poles, so we're still working on what we're going to do for this year.
Jay Bush estimates between 100 and 125 students will complete this year's summer reading program. Students and parents can go to the library to sign up for the program and start reading. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.